relationships that are not necessarily romantic or marriage, whatever, but they are certain strategic relationships that are needed. We're going to bring them out very shortly. Listen, I have learned that in the prophetic atmosphere, there are things that you can key into. It's not about you. It was not relating to you. But there's a way you can key into the word and make it yours. Strategic relationships. Strategic relationships. Strategic relationships. Strategic relationships. Begin to pray out relationships that are strategic. And look at each other. Lord, whenever I need help, help will appear. Help will show up. Help will appear. Help will show up. Help in Jesus' name. Listen to me. There's somebody here who is supposed to know a certain Madam Hetty. Is anybody like that? Madam Hetty. Madam Hetty. It's like the person is supposed to help you. It's a help relationship. What is the relationship?
She was my roommate's mom, and she trusted me with her daughter.
With her daughter?
Yes.
Wow. Your boss is you. We're going to pray about setting strategic relationships. Because actually, when I saw you kneel, I heard that name in a split second. It's like you work with her in the army. Can I prophesy that by the time you are done with your national service, she will take an interest in you? Yeah. Oh, ground that carpet. That there was a boss, Madam Hetty, and it's like she will open up things for you. Everybody else that needs it. Listen to me. Let me tell you. Even me, as a man of God, I need such strategic relationships. Everybody, you're not the only one. It was said that, we're going to pray about it in a few seconds and I'll be out of here. It was said that Reinhard Bonnke had somebody who gave him $2 million every crusade. And he used this. He used $2 million every week. Yeah. So it means that if he's needing $2 million to run his foundation, you can tell him how far he has had that. Billy Graham, after his death, had over $600 million. After his death, though, there were people still giving to with Billy Graham Foundation. Listen, we're going to pray that as a ministry before we go. Oh, you can have certain relationships. It's like you must struggle again. And you are going to have those relationships. You have strategic relationships. You don't know how you came about them. Men in the political arena, men in the business arena. The Lord will cause your feet to stumble in them. As a church, right now, we begin to pray out strategic relationships. I can hear somebody. I just taught you about God our Father, right?
Yes.
And how that He relates with us.
Yes.
And one of the things about God is that when we ask, what does He do? So when you leave this door, would you now go and ask Him again? So what are you going to do? You're going to say, thank you for strategic relationships. Thank you for strategic relationships. We're also going to pray out certain relationships. Are you listening? There are also some certain relationships that are not good at all. They are bad strategically. They will hurt, destroy, influence negatively, kick you out of God's plan. But we are praying right now. All relationships that will not help me, that are not of God, my Father. It makes a lot of sense. My Father, get those relationships out of my way. My Father, 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 my Dola Branca Calamaria, Rekatina Major, Roba Ponzi, Grazi, Kidamaya. But it's not a prophetic meeting. You know, one of the things I want to advise you as a church is that be careful of how you treat men. It's a very clear analogy in God's word. There were men in the form of angels that walked to help people. It's a very clear analogy. We can have the manifestations of angels in men. Like you met a man. The man you met, the man was supernatural. It was beyond that. Yeah, he has the cloak of the human form. We saw that when Sodom and Gomorrah was about to destroy, three men walked to it. Are you going home? We are just passing around the city. I beg you, come and sleep in my house. I'll give you food to drink. I'll give you food to eat. I'll give you water to drink. Right? He begged them, begged them. They went and then they stayed there. Later on, the people in Sodom came around the house. He said, we have seen certain beautiful men in your house. Give them to us. We want to sleep with them. And man sleep with the man. And then he's begging, Lot is begging, please, don't have these people. They are strangers. I don't know them from anywhere, but it has pleased me to do these people good. And the people did not agree. They tried to get into the house. The Bible says they were struck with blindness. And later on, the angels of the Lord, in the form of human men, spoke unto him and said, listen, we are about to destroy the city. Pick your family. Pick them out of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lord said, I will not go into the land that you have called me to go. Because I think that land, when we go, there will be in trouble. He says, okay, move to another land. I will show you. And then he sends them there. Immediately he tells them, he gives them a command. When you are on that path, do not look back. Move into that area. So you see that help was given in the form of men. Men. Men are helps to us. We're going to pray out angelic manifestations. Listen. You have to treat all men well. Are you listening?
Yes,
I'm telling you, I'm a prophet. I've experienced this before. I was with him. Yeah. We got to a place in Accra. We didn't know anywhere. If I went to buy some grounds, we didn't know anywhere. We didn't know where we're going. We didn't know where to pick a car. We didn't know what we're going to do. While walking in that confusion, a man walks to us. No, we were walking. Wondering which path are we going to take? Then a man walks to us. And he said, where are you guys going? Then we said, oh, we actually don't know where we're going, but we want a place to pick a certain car. And he said, oh, I will send you there. So while we were walking with him, we didn't ask him. There was actually a very long distance, a walk distance. Nobody will walk with you that long. Yeah, they will show you where you should go, you get to somewhere, you ask another. But the man literally walks with us for a very long time. And you know, while I was working with him, I told him that you never need to stay. So, you know, like, we're walking, then he said, oh, my wife gives like she's calling me, she wants me to come home. But I have to see to it that you people will get to your destination. That's the first thing he said. Then wow, he said, do you know something? He said, I'm a superman. Then he was actually in the heart. Then he removed the heart. I don't know whether it was paying us respect or something. He removed the heart. And then we walked with him. When we got to the place, he said, this is where you pick a car. Then he said, oh, you can go because I need you. Well, that's for a long time. And he says, no, I am here to wait for you and to watch that you get the car. Now listen, then you know what he said? He says, that is my duty. Then he smiled. When he smiled, I said, this thing is very some way. Now we received help. That was twice. Now, the first time I was in Korea, I didn't know where. Anyway, the man walks me and walks me a long distance to the place. I remember a time where there was a court we could not find. He looked for them, put everybody in the school well. Everywhere. In fact, he started asking the electricians, and they told us that we will not get the court anywhere here. So if we get the court, we have to buy the court from somewhere else. Now, I bought a bag. Let's say you order a bag from maybe China or some of these bags. The bag comes with a call. The bag comes with a call. And it was, she said, it was wrapped nicely. Just last 2 weeks, when we all know that I displaced my house keys. We searched my bag, searched everywhere, the keys were not there. I had to jump my house wall, enter into my house. The next morning, I opened the bag with the keys in the bag. But when that happened, I was now, I knew that there was something in this world. That's what we are praying and asking God. And are we praying in doubt? Yes. We're praying that when you ask him, come on, supernatural strategy. Now, those relationships might not be angelic messages, but there will be a man in your life. That's just that man was a messenger to me. He's leaving a mysterious person, but you will look at him and say, that person was a angel to me. Begin to lift up your hands.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, I